The reading today is from Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then, there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is the word of the Lord.
I feel like it's bad news that I get my own name right and put name of reader in finale, but there we go. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the gift of your word. We ask that as we explore it now, your Holy Spirit would be upon us, that it might open our eyes to see the wonder of who Jesus is, that we might follow him in our lives. We ask all of this in his name. Amen. I'm going to start with a question. Which is the odd one out? If you don't know who these people are, they are Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man. And I need you just to have a think. Which one do you think is the odd one out? Just to take away one wrong answer, it's nothing to do with publishing houses. If you're looking at this and saying, two of those are DC, one of those is Marvel, you're right, but that's not the answer that we're looking for today. Our Bible reading today is one from Matthew's Gospel, but we could equally have found it from Mark or from Luke. It's a story that all three biographers want to tell us about Jesus. So it must be a story that tells us something important. We can imagine the story being good for television or for film because it is such a vivid image, isn't it? The day starts with not much going on. Jesus, Peter, James, and John set out for an excursion up a high mountain by themselves. This is Jesus and those who are closest to him on an adventure together. It's probably worth saying that if you have well-worn paths in your mind, that's probably not what's going on here. To journey up a mountain was to step away from everyday life and do something different. Getting to mountains safely, getting up and down them on well-worn paths is a relatively modern phenomenon. So finding a safe route up the hill is somewhat more challenging than our experience might suggest. You can imagine them chatting to one another, can't you, as they travel? Maybe Peter leads the way. He was like that, impetuous, always trying to be the first. Perhaps they were chatting about the recent events that had happened. There'd been questions flying around as to who Jesus was. The religious leaders were trying to ask Jesus to give them a sign as to who he was and to why he'd come. Jesus, being Jesus, had declined. But when they were alone, Jesus and his disciples had been chatting. Jesus had asked them, "Who do you think I am?" A few answers had been thrown around, but it was Peter who seemed to get closest to the mark. "You're the Messiah, the Son of the living God." It was an answer that brought as many questions as it answered. What did it mean that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the living God? What was it that he had come to do? So 6 days later, they're climbing the mountain together, still wondering what it all means. We don't know how long they spent admiring the view before it happened. But all of a sudden, Jesus changes in front of them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became whiter than white, whiter than any laundry detergent could hope to have it in their commercial. It's a picture of heavenly glory and power, and it dazzles the disciples. The dusty, slightly sweaty rabbi who'd climbed the hill with them has been transformed into a shining beam of pure light. Of course, there's precedent for it in the scriptures. The Ancient of Days in the book of the prophet Daniel is said to have clothing as white as snow and a dazzling appearance. But it leaves us with an important question here. What is going on? What are we to make about Jesus' appearance? Well, at one moment, it's like Lois Lane working out that Clark Kent is Superman when he takes his glasses off. It's just dialed up to 11. She suddenly sees what she's not been able to see all along. The unassuming reporter she'd worked with is, in fact, Superman. And that is at the heart of the question I asked. Superman is the odd one out because he is truly Superman, and he hides his identity behind the front of Clark Kent, whereas both Batman and Spider-Man hide their true identities, Bruce Wayne and Peter Parker respectively, behind their superhero names. What we see at the top of that hill is truly who Jesus is. He is and always has been the Messiah, the Son of God, but he has kept his power and glory hidden so that people can understand more about who he is. Jesus is teaching us what the Messiah has come to do, that we might understand how God calls us to live and how much Jesus loves each one of us. This is shown in his death and his resurrection, which we've just sung about together. Jesus showing the fullness of his power and glory might have distracted from the message that he came to share, and it might have made it impossible for him to complete his mission on earth by dying and rising for our sakes. So Jesus normally keeps this shining appearance hidden, his glory veiled. But here, at the top of this mountain, we glimpse it. We see in this moment that Jesus is more than a man. Well, what does it mean, this shining appearance? Well, we hear that in the voice that comes at the end of this moment, seeing Jesus as he truly is. It's a voice we've heard before, some chapters earlier in Matthew's Gospel, a voice that spoke from the heavens when Jesus was baptized. This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. It is the voice of God speaking affirmation and love over Jesus. God the Father speaking over God the Son. And it provides more evidence to answer the question that the disciples have been wrestling with all along. Who is Jesus? This is the same question that we all have to answer for ourselves. Who do you think Jesus is? One criticism that's made of Jesus is that the picture of who he is has been distorted by the church throughout history. That historically speaking, Jesus was just a man, just a teacher. But the problem with that is passages like this. Moments when the scriptures point to something bigger, something more than mere humanity. They aren't later additions to the pages of scripture. They were there from the earliest copies of the texts as we have them. The people who met Jesus, walked with him, and bore witness to his life, saw these things and recorded them. They ask us the question that we all must answer. Who do you think Jesus is? Here, our superhero opening can help us a little bit more. Is Jesus like Batman? Well, Batman is interesting as a superhero because he is effectively just a brave man with good equipment. Batman has no superpowers. He is just rich, brave, and skillful with a strong sense of justice. But when push comes to shove, he's just a man. Do you think Jesus was like this? Wise, compassionate, brave, but ultimately just a man. Maybe Jesus is like Spider-Man. Maybe in this moment Jesus is transformed from being more than just a person into something more. Like when Peter Parker was bitten by the spider. In that moment, something changed a normal person into something else. But that picture doesn't fit with who Jesus is either. He's already performed miracles before this moment. He has already demonstrated his wisdom in how he has spoken and taught. This is not a moment of one-off change. This is simply who Jesus is and always has been. He existed before he was born amongst us, and he continues to live now in heaven. What we see with Jesus in his transfiguration is something that was always true about Jesus, that was there before and continues to be there after. Jesus is both fully human and fully divine, and he always has been. It is these two natures that define who he is for us. So what does that mean? Well, there's one more thing that I want to borrow from Superman before we move on. The symbol on Superman's chest looks like an S to us, but in the lore of the comics, it is the Kryptonian figure that means hope. Superman is trying to share hope as he rescues and saves people. And that is true of Jesus too. If he truly is the Son of God, the Messiah, he is a symbol of hope to all the nations. And we can learn to trust him, to put our hope in him, because he has the power and authority to change things in the world and in our lives. That is what is going to be happening today in church, as Charlotte is baptized in just a few moments. We will sign her with the cross. We will pour water across her head. These symbols identify her with Jesus through his death and his resurrection. We will put Charlotte's hope and her future in the hands of Jesus, the Son of God revealed in his glory on that mountaintop. It is a decision that her parents and godparents make for her today, and it's the hope that she comes to know and understand this truth in her own life, coming to answer the question, who do you think Jesus is, with the answer, he is the Messiah, the Son of God. And that is the question that I want to ask each one of you today. Who do you think Jesus is, and what does that mean for your life? When we declare the truth that Jesus is the Son of God, we meet Jesus in our lives, and through that moment of encounter, our lives can be transformed. Let's take a moment just to pray. Father God, we ask that question of who Jesus is, and you answer with words that we are so familiar with. This is my Son, my beloved, whom I am well pleased with. Listen to him. We pray that you would give us strength and ears to hear your call on our lives, to trust the promises that Jesus gives to us, that we might follow him and know the joy of that in our lives, together with the hope of the resurrection and the gift of eternal life. We pray that for ourselves and for Charlotte this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.